Tracy Miles, the Director of Compel Training, and I'm here today with Erica Renaud. She is a first-time author, and she received a book contract through our David C. Cook Book Proposal Writing Challenge, and we're excited. So welcome, Erica.
Thanks for having me, Tracy. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Well, on this five-day miniseries that we're doing with our five authors that were birthed out of Compel, and that's another reason we're so excited is because we get to go along this journey with you from, you know, just getting your contract to actually seeing your book hit the shelves, which is a dream that so many people have. Like, I've actually heard that 85% of the population has said, I think I want to write a book. And so to actually see that dream come true is really amazing. So the name of your book is Pray With Me, Help Your Children in Authentic and Powerful Prayer. And again, from David C. Cook Publishing, releasing on April 4th, 2023. So it'll be here before we know it. But why don't you just tell us a few words about how excited you were, or shocked, or thrilled, or whatever emotions that you, I'm sure you kind of grappled with when you got that book contract, when you got that phone call that said, you are the winner and your book is going to get published.
Yeah. Well, shocked, thrilled, all of it. I felt lots of things. I told my husband, like, I don't know if I should start fasting or feasting, because there's just this weight that comes to that as well. Yeah. I mean, for those of our listeners who juggle multiple responsibilities or like multiple callings, you'll probably really understand this. I had been speaking and writing and doing a weekly radio show when I entered this contest, and I just felt like a lot of it was just too much. It wasn't what I was giving, wasn't coming, like I wasn't able to contribute to my family financially. I just felt like I was, you know, constantly doing these things and my kids were constantly being without me and for no benefit. And it was really wearing on me. And I feel like whether you're a mom or whether you're just, you know, I feel like you're called to multiple things, it's hard to pursue something that you're not sure, like, you know, what the return on investment is, so to speak, you know?
Right.
And even if that's not financial, you know, like the things that you do, you want those things to be able to benefit specifically your family. And I, after I turned the book proposal into this contest, I prayed really genuinely, like, God, if I don't win this, I'm just going to take a step back for a good several years, because I'm just not sure that this is what you've called me to. I'm just not super confident, like, to continue doing this. And it was a real genuine prayer. I even just, like, for accountability, I told my mom, I told my husband, I told my best friend, and I was like, listen, this is my prayer. I'm just putting my future in God's hands. So when I got the call that I won, it was not only shocking that I won, that I did actually, you know, win this book contest, but it was also just this real, like, tender and genuine moment for me with God, where it was like that Father's hand saying, yes, this is the path I have for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching over your family as well. Like, this won't be in vain. The things that you're pursuing, I'm in it, you know? And it was sort of like, it felt like a, you know, Moses prayer, where Moses is like, I'm not going to go unless you go with me. And that's just the point that I got to. Like, I'm not going to continue speaking. I'm not going to continue doing, you know, writing, doing these things unless I'm sure you're going with me. And so that phone call that I won was not only blew my mind, but for me, it was like, okay, I'm continuing on this path. Mm-hmm. So it was a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Yes.
Pretty big deal in our household.
I received one of those many years ago. I had done the same thing and had been pitching book proposals for like 5 years at our She Speaks conference with Proverbs 31, and just gotten so frustrated with all the rejection letters. And I pretty much put it aside for a long time, like years, and just got a call from an agent out of the blue. Hey, I found this in the bottom of a drawer. Would you maybe still be interested in this? And it was like, it was just such a God thing, because it, you know, I thought that had just been, you know, tossed forever ago. So his timing is so perfect, but it is so exciting when you think it's impossible for you, and then all of a sudden it becomes a reality. So I wanted to share with our listeners a tip from our first-time authors, because it is an exciting journey and everybody has their own story of how they got to where they are. But tell us something that you wish you had known or something that you learned that would benefit someone that's right now was sitting in that place where you were a while back that, okay, I don't think this is God's will. This is not happening for me. You know, I'm frustrated with it, frustrated with the weight. Don't think it's going to be possible. So what is the tip that you would share with a new author that you
learned? Well, my tip would be one day or day one, you decide. Mm-hmm. That was advice that my mentor gave me years ago. And, you know, because the reality is this may not be the year that you publish a book, but this can be the year that you start.
Absolutely.
So about 6 years ago, I met this woman. We were setting up for this women's conference called If Gathering, which some of our listeners have maybe heard of. And I got paired up with this older woman. She's like about my mom's age, but we really, really hit it off. She's an author, speaker, and I was just like picking her brain, like asking her all these questions. And so we sat through the conference together. The conference was amazing. And afterwards she reached out and said, you know, like we really hit it off. Maybe we ought to get together and, you know, talk more. And so we got together and the first thing she asked me was like, okay, so, you know, we just spent this whole weekend sitting through like amazing speaker after amazing speaker, you know, what's your takeaway? And I said, I know this sounds crazy, but all I kept hearing was, Erica, this is you in 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't speak, I don't write, I'm not doing anything, but I would love to. Like, I have the heart to. And so without batting an eye, she said, well, maybe 5 years. I was like, what? What do you like? You like, we don't even know each other. What do you mean, maybe 5 years? You know, maybe in 5 years you'll be speaking or whatever. And she just encouraged me to start taking steps. I think so often I do this myself. Like, we think about the end goal. Like, I want to publish a book. And the end goal, like, sounds amazing, but also intimidating. Mm-hmm. And it, like, keeps us from even starting. So she was like, well, just start. Just do something. Like, how do you even know unless you take some steps? So I was like, wow, this woman's no joke. So, like, within, we met, like, once a month for, like, 3 or 4 months. Not even a long time. But in that time period, I started a blog. I started writing consistently. I pitched myself to like some small churches that I kind of knew, and I just started taking those steps. And I would have never thought then that I would be publishing a book, and I probably would have been intimidated. If she had said to me, yeah, you're going to write a book, I would have been like, no, I'm not. Like, I would have just been like, so like, you know, I would have just been like overwhelmed by that, you know, but because she came to me saying like, you should take a step in that direction. And then once you take that step, you should take another step.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is doable. I did. That was my start. So that's my advice.
Yeah. That's such great advice. Sometimes I think we all need somebody just to light a fire underneath us and say, stop thinking you can't do it and just start doing something to work towards doing it. So the tip that you gave of one day or day one, you decide, that's awesome, because that puts the ball on our court for sure.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Awesome.
Well, we're excited about your book release coming out. Every single one of our Compel members have the opportunity every year to participate in 3 book proposal contract challenges. That's a mouthful that we have, along with a lot of other publishing opportunity challenges. So we're just doing this series to encourage people, to let them know, just like you, Erica, that you didn't know if it was possible. You didn't know if you could do it, but you just had to start taking one day at a time and one step at a time. And now your dream is coming true. And we're excited for you. And we're going to be celebrating your release next year. So thank you again, Erica, for taking some time to talk to us. Yeah, thanks for encouraging all of our listeners. And we hope everyone has a great day.